Welcome to episode 16 of Rebuilding Lives, brought to you by the Self-Development Factory. The Rebuilding Lives podcast dives deep into the inspiring journeys of individuals who have overcome immense challenges, including life in prison, addiction, and despair, to build meaningful and fulfilling lives. Each episode highlights courageous stories of personal growth, redemption, and resilience, offering firsthand insights into the struggles and triumphs of those who refuse to give up. Through candid conversations and expert advice, this podcast sheds light on the tools, habits, and mindsets that help these individuals rebuild their lives, and how you can too. Whether you're seeking motivation, understanding, or guidance, the Rebuilding Lives podcast is a testament to the power of hope and the human capacity for change. Today, we're going to tackle a topic that is essential for anyone navigating the path to recovery from addiction or a challenging past. We're talking about toxic relationships, their impact on our well-being, and how to protect ourselves as we rebuild our lives. This is a deeply personal subject for many, including me. So as we begin, I want to remind you that you are not alone. Recovery is a courageous step, and prioritizing your emotional and mental health is as vital as overcoming addiction itself. The beginning of my journey. My story with addiction was one of isolation, denial, and a constant feeling of loneliness. For years, I convinced myself that I was in control, that I could stop whenever I wanted. But deep down, I knew that wasn't true. My addiction had taken over, clouding every aspect of my life. I remember a specific moment that woke me up to reality. One day, as I sat alone in my room, surrounded by the remnants of my addiction, empty bottles, discarded wrappers, and an unbearable silence. I looked around and realized I didn't recognize my own life anymore. Friends had drifted away, tired of my broken promises and erratic behavior. Family relationships were strained, filled with tense conversations and unspoken disappointment. I felt entirely alone, trapped in a cycle I couldn't seem to break. Then it hit me like a wave. I couldn't keep doing this. This wasn't living. It was existing in a shadow of the person I used to be. I knew I needed help, and I knew that no one could save me unless I made the decision to save myself first. But getting help wasn't easy. It meant confronting not only my addiction, but also the toxic relationships and habits that fueled my downward spiral. It meant admitting to myself and to others that I needed support. That vulnerability was terrifying. But I knew it was the only way forward. Recovery wasn't just about putting down the substance. It was about rebuilding my life, piece by piece, and finding the strength to believe I was worth saving. The impact of toxic relationships. When you're in recovery, every choice you make either strengthens or hinders your progress. And relationships often play a bigger role than we realize. The people in your life can either support your growth or pull you back into old, destructive patterns, sometimes without you even realizing it. For me, there was one toxic relationship that nearly derailed my recovery. This person had been in my life for years, and while I told myself they cared about me, the truth was their presence kept pulling me back into patterns I was trying to escape. I thought I could manage the situation, that I could maintain my progress while keeping this person in my life. But their actions, whether intentional or not, kept dragging me down. They normalized my harmful behaviors, dismissed my attempts to change, and even mocked my commitment to therapy and sobriety. It wasn't always obvious at first, but over time, I started to see how their influence was chipping away at the progress I had worked so hard to make. What I learned is that a toxic relationship doesn't always have to look like yelling, overt manipulation, or dramatic fights. Sometimes it's quieter and more insidious. It's the people who make subtle, cutting remarks that slowly erode your self-worth. It's the friend who encourages you to return to old habits because just this once won't hurt, or who downplays the importance of your recovery. These behaviors might seem small in the moment, but they build up and create an environment where you start questioning your own determination and choices. Toxic relationships undermine your progress because they are often rooted in control, negativity, and even guilt. They make you feel like prioritizing yourself is selfish, like putting up boundaries is a betrayal, or like your efforts to grow are an inconvenience to them. Over time, these dynamics can create an emotional environment that feels suffocating, where it becomes almost impossible to prioritize yourself and your recovery. Recognizing these relationships and making the difficult decision to distance yourself or cut ties is one of the hardest steps in recovery, but it's also one of the most important. Surrounding yourself with people who truly support your journey can make all the difference in building a healthier, more sustainable future. My turning point. The turning point for me came when I realized that in order to fully honor my recovery, I had to make some difficult and uncomfortable choices. It wasn't easy to admit, but I knew that certain relationships, even ones I had cherished for years, no longer aligned with the life I was trying to build. These weren't just casual acquaintances. They were long-standing connections that had shaped so much of who I was. But as painful as it was, I understood that continuing to invest in toxic relationships was keeping me stuck in patterns that no longer served me. I knew that cutting ties might feel like another loss, another wound to process. However, I also knew that holding on to those relationships would only hold me back from becoming the person I wanted to be. I reached a point where I had to make a choice. Continue living under the weight of these connections or take a leap into the unknown to prioritize myself and my recovery. I leaned heavily into therapy, which became a lifeline during this process. It was in those sessions that I worked on setting boundaries, something I had struggled with for years. I began to see how my own behaviors, like avoiding confrontation or trying to fix others, had enabled unhealthy dynamics. Therapy gave me the tools to recognize these patterns and start making changes, even when it felt uncomfortable. I also found solace in support groups, where I met people who shared their own stories of navigating similar struggles. Listening to their experiences helped me feel less alone. It was comforting to know that others had felt the same conflict between loyalty to others and loyalty to themselves, and had found the courage to choose themselves. Through their stories, I gained the strength to take steps I might not have taken on my own. This process wasn't easy, but it was transformative. Letting go of those relationships created space for healthier, more fulfilling ones. And most importantly, it allowed me to grow into the person I was always meant to be. Building a foundation for healing. Building a healthier life started with 5 key steps, and I want to share them with you today. These steps aren't infallible, but they are tools that can help you regain control, rebuild your confidence, and create a life free of harmful relationships. It's not an easy journey, but small, consistent actions can lead to big changes over time. Acknowledge the problem. You can't address toxicity if you don't recognize it. Pay attention to how certain relationships make you feel. Are you always drained, anxious, or less confident after spending time with someone? Do you feel unheard or undervalued when you try to express your needs? These may be signs of a toxic connection. It's important to listen to your gut feelings and trust your emotional responses. They're often the first clue that something isn't right. Examine your boundaries. Healthy relationships thrive on mutual respect and understanding. If someone consistently crosses your boundaries, minimizes your needs, or disregards your feelings, it's time to reevaluate their role in your life. Setting boundaries can feel uncomfortable at first, but it's a critical step in protecting your emotional well-being. Boundaries are not about shutting people out. They're about creating space for healthier interactions and showing others how you deserve to be treated. Surround yourself with positivity. Join communities and support groups where you feel encouraged and supported. Whether it's a close group of friends, a therapy group, or an online community, being around people who uplift you can make a huge difference. Recovery and self-improvement thrive in environments where positivity, empathy, and understanding are the foundation. These connections remind you that you're not alone and that there are people who genuinely care about your growth and happiness. Prioritize your well-being. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for healing and growth. Therapy, mindfulness practices, healthy routines, exercise, and focusing on your physical and mental health are all critical for recovery. When you invest in your well-being, you regain clarity and energy, which helps you better discern which relationships add value to your life. Take time to explore activities that bring you joy and peace, whether it's journaling, spending time in nature, or pursuing hobbies that make you feel alive. Believe in your journey. Recovery is not linear, and it's not without challenges. You may have setbacks along the way, but remember that every step forward, no matter how small, is proof of your strength and resilience. There may be days when the progress feels slow, but those moments are part of the process. Surround yourself with people who believe in you. Celebrate your wins, big or small. And remind yourself often that you are capable of building a healthier, happier life. Trust in your ability to grow and heal. These 5 steps are not a quick fix, but they are the foundation for lasting change. Healing takes time, patience, and self-compassion. You deserve to live a life surrounded by relationships that inspire, nurture, and respect you. Remember, you're stronger than you think, and your journey toward a healthier life is worth every step. Key takeaways. Before we wrap up this episode, here are the key points I want to leave you with today. Recovery begins with confrontation. The first step toward change is acknowledging your addiction. Be honest with yourself and confront the challenges that stand in your way. Only by facing your struggles can you truly begin to heal and move forward. Toxic relationships are barriers. Surrounding yourself with the right people is crucial for recovery. Identify the relationships that bring negativity or enable harmful behaviors. Set firm boundaries and, if necessary, walk away from those who hinder your growth. Remember, your well-being comes first, and letting go of toxicity opens the door for healthier connections. Self-care is non-negotiable. Taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional health isn't just a suggestion. It's essential. Prioritize rest, healthy nutrition, exercise, and mindfulness practices. Learn to listen to your body and mind and make self-care a daily commitment. Your recovery depends on it. Seek support and guidance. You don't have to go through this process alone. Professional therapy, support groups, and trusted friends or family can offer guidance, encouragement, and perspective. A strong support system can make all the difference in navigating the ups and downs of recovery. Believe in yourself. Change takes time, effort, and patience, but it is absolutely possible. Trust in your ability to grow, adapt, and create a life you're proud of. You are stronger than you think, and every step forward is a testament to your resilience and determination. Take these lessons to heart, and remember, recovery is a journey. Be kind to yourself along the way. A final thought. If there's one message I want you to take away from today's episode, it's this. You hold the power to rewrite your story. You are not defined by your addiction or the toxic relationships of your past. Recovery is a path of courage and commitment, and it's one that you don't have to take alone. Seek out the people and resources that will lift you up, not drag you down. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rebuilding Lives. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who might need it. Or take the time to reflect on what steps you can take to guard against toxic relationships in your own life. Until next time, stay strong, stay optimistic, and remember that every step forward, no matter how small, is progress.